Create Art Podcast. Project, National Poetry Writing Month, 2024, Day 25. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April, and what April means to me is National Poetry Writing Month. And I have participated in National Poetry Writing Month for a number of years, but this is the fifth year in a row that this podcast has participated and taken time out to focus on poetry as a discipline, as an artistic discipline. So what is National Poetry Writing Month, you might ask? Well, it started many, many years ago, and what it does is it brings to the forefront poetry and the poets that write it. And instead of, you know, putting us in a corner, it puts us out on display for everybody. And it's something that I started my artistic journey with many, many moons ago, back in 1988, with my very first poem that I wrote to a friend of mine. And I have found that I can express myself. I can share the joys and the trials and tribulations of life as I experience it. Now, National Poetry Writing Month does a couple of things. It brings together poets and brings together community, which we all need. As artists, we need to have that community, and we need to be able to talk to others that do the similar things to what we do, so that way we know we're not absolutely crazy, just kind of crazy. Now, how can you participate in National Poetry Writing Month? Well, there's a website, naporimo.net. That's NAPOWRIMO.net. And there you can get a free, no charge at all, prompt every day. And sometimes it's different styles, sometimes it's different subject matter. But the great thing about it is that there's nobody sitting over your shoulder yelling at you saying, you didn't follow the prompt or you missed a day. Another thing I like about it is that there's a comment section for every day where people like myself and you can go ahead and put our poems in the comments or links to our websites. And what I do is I put a link to this show and to the episode that corresponds with the day that we're talking about. And that sense of a community, you can meet people there online that you would have never had the opportunity to meet other than in this kind of a setting. And it gives me encouragement and helps me flex my poetic muscles, so to speak. And the last thing is if I'm asking you to create, I better be doing some creation myself. So let's go on with the prompt, and then we'll go into the poem and make our way through. So the prompt for April the 25th is to challenge to write a poem based on the Proust questionnaire. Links are in the show notes. It's a set of questions drawn from Victoria Age parlor games and adapted by modern interviewers. You can answer the whole questionnaire and then write a poem based on your answers, or just a few, or just write a poem that's based on the questions. You can even write a poem in the form of an entirely new Proust questionnaire. It gives you a lot of room there. So one of the questions I saw there is, how I want to die. And that's what I titled my poem for today, How I Want to Die. That depends on when you ask me. The typical high schooler trying to escape their history, then a gun to the head. If you were asking the spiked-haired, leather jacket-wearing, dangling earrings punk rock 18-year-old, in a blaze of glory. If you're asking the morose warrior poet smoking weed 13 times a day, he'd want to go out sleeping and continue the deep sleep of death. If you are asking the avant-garde grad student with a boulder on his shoulder, slicing the wrists comes to mind. If you ask the homeless philosopher, then a bottle of pills seems about right. If you are asking the man who left Chicago and all his friends for what he called love, then a bomb strapped to his chest over a bridge carrying thousands of travelers. But if you ask me today, at home, in my bed, with my loved ones in the next room, no tears, no sadness, I'd rather be left as the traveler I am, as my spirit animal demands. a few words of encouragement spoken to me from someone I respect, a send-off to the other lands. Okay, that is today's poem. I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, give this a shot for yourself. NaPoWriMo is a lot of fun to do. If you don't do all 30 days, that is okay. That's not a problem. But giving the attempt and seeing what it takes to write a poem on demand really quick like that, it's a great exercise to have. And I know other artistic disciplines have it. Later on in the year, we'll do the National Novel Writing Month. So you'll hear me doing that in November. So stay tuned for those episodes. They're always a lot of fun when I'm writing the Great American Novel a few times over. So now I'm going to turn it back on to you. If you'd like to get in contact with me and tell me, you know, if you're doing the National Poetry Writing Month or if you're doing any other artistic discipline and then you would like others to know about, shoot me an email. Timothy@createartpodcast.com. That's where you're going to find me at. That's how you can get a hold of me. If you have ideas for shows, you want to be on the show, or if you have a critique for the show, tell me what's great, what's not so great, what do you like to see changed? Definitely shoot me an email. Let me know about that. It helps me give you a 5-star podcast that you can go and send off to your friends and inspire them to create some art. Speaking about sharing a podcast with others, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. I know, kind of creative, ain't it? But basically there, what I do is I go out and listen to a bunch of other podcasts and bring back the ones that I really enjoy and review them for you. I'll even, you know, reach out to the host if they want to appear on it and be interviewed. I'll bring the host back and we'll talk about their beginnings, their whole journey, behind-the-scenes stuff, their inspiration for the podcast, all that stuff that you can't get by just listening to their podcast. Again, you can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. Basically, what I'm trying to do with that podcast is to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmart the algorithm. All right, that about does it for me here today. I want to thank you again so much for listening to this piece or reading along with it. However you got to it, I'm glad that you did. Now go out there, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, reach out to a fellow poet like me, and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you again.